Blog Talk Radio.
Unto you all, and welcome to Elevated Places. I am your host. All right, Isaac Hayes. All right, assalamu alaikum. Welcome once again to Elevated Places Network. We present Ask Minister Ava with myself, Ava Muhammad, my illustrious co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. We are here for you tonight. Our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, our legal contributor who hosts her own program on Tuesday evenings, and she'll talk about it shortly, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And we have a special guest and friend of the program and family member who's coming on later. To take us into his latest article in the Final Call newspaper. He is a member of the NOI research group, and he's the student minister of agriculture for the Nation of Islam, our brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. And, of course, there is so much happening right now that we have to be on top of. But at the end of everything, on the side of Satan, his overarching goal is the depopulation of this planet, primarily ridding it of indigenous people, but a significant number of white people as well. And this is why you are observing such extreme behavior on the part of the government and the media, both of whom are owned and controlled by Big Pharma. But they plan and the law plans, and the law is the best of planners. And his goal, which will never be thwarted, is for us to come out of her. It is the time of our separation from the enemy of God and the enemy of our fathers. So it is a horrific time, but it is also a great blessing and a wonderful time, because soon we will know what freedom, justice, and equality really is. And so with that, to take us further in the program and prepare us for a very exciting evening, my dear brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Woo! Boy, 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 boy. Wa alaikum salam. I made it. And I say that, Dr. Ava, because hallelujah. Yes, praise be to Allah.
Yeah, talk to us about where you are, what you're doing.
Well, you know, I'm here this weekend, next week I may be way out in Minnesota. Hopefully I'll be able to find a signal on one of the camps near White Earth Reservation, as we'll be in there fighting on the Line 3 pipeline, all these pipelines and fossil fuels that's killing us and destroying our communities and going through our communities, like the Bahia pipeline that we stopped that was going into Memphis or the black community, and now they're going to reservations, like they was going in North Dakota, and they just really just not only destroying the planet, but, you know, the natural resources and the water and people's actual land. And so it's just a lot going on. So I may be there next Thursday, but I'm here this week, and really, you know, I had a bunch of stuff to talk about, but I just really wanted to honor you again, Dr. Ava, and really not just you, but all of those that may have chosen to be in this movement, chosen to be in this work, or activists, and not just activists, but organizers, organizing to actually constructively pull something together. So it's one thing to be yelling and screaming and going out in the streets and yeah, but it's another thing to pull people together, to organize them in a constructive way to actually make some actual movement and changes in a direction that betters the lives of themselves and the community. And that's why we are students of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because not only is he helping to give us self-improvement, but he's also giving us a better community. So that's why on tomorrow night, if you come back to NOI.org, 7:30, you can learn about self-improvement, the basis for community development. And I'm saying that because I just left one meeting and another meeting before that. And I told somebody that I was in this meeting, I said, y'all better run for the hills, because I got conscious 30 years ago and I'm still here and still working, and it never stops. And I bring that up because we can never thank, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan enough for dealing with us as a people for over six decades. And I don't think people understand that, because we say that, but I don't think if you realize had meetings and you were the organizers, some people get burnt out after 6 months, after a year, after 2 years, they get burnt out. They don't even last a decade in some movements. They say, if it gets y'all, I'm going somewhere else. But he stayed with us for over six decades teaching. And we just love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we love you, Dr. Ava, for doing what you have done for over 40 years consistently as a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and a teacher, and giving us what you are blessing with, because you have now completed the second master's class for the sister, the second, and now we're getting ready to go into a third master's class, which you will be letting us know later for the sisters to go to the third title. I heard the third title. I can't go to it, but I heard the third title, which is awesome. Y'all just got to stay tuned for the third title. But we're here, Dr. Ava, and, of course, we want people to go to MinisterAva.com. MinisterAva.com, if you want to go there and learn what that third title is, MinisterAva.com, and also look at the website and, you know, go into it and look into it and get all of out of it and order things from the website, and you will be pleased and you will be happy that you listen and follow the instructions. But also we want to make sure that people come Sunday to hear a powerful, powerful lecture every Sunday at NOI.org at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and back on Wednesday, Farrakhan Speaks, Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at NOI.org. And you definitely got to get the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper, Separation or Death. Allah God will hold America accountable is the cover. Go to finalcalldigital.com, get your online subscription, finalcalldigital.com, for your online subscription of the Final Call newspaper. We want to make sure that you have that. And also, Dr. Ava, you know, someone gave me an article and let me know about an article, and we're going to have this discussion tonight about vaccinations and vaccines, and someone talked about someone dying from COVID-19, but here's what they said. And I think my friend was giving me this article, but they said if they hadn't gotten the vaccination shot, it would have been worse. So I'm like, hold up, the person is dead. The person is dead, And they said if they hadn't gotten the shot, it could have been worse. I'm like, what's worse than dead? And they said, well, what we mean by worse than dead is that it would have been more painful. Okay, the ultimate results is that person is dead. So with the vaccine, you know, and it just like, so they had the vaccination, they still caught COVID, and they died. But you're just saying if they hadn't taken it, it would have been the worst for, it would have been worse for them.
A worse death.
A worse death. And I'm just like, okay, this is your explanation? I don't understand it. But not only that, Dava, I know my city on tomorrow is going to reinstitute wearing masks in public places. And while we're fighting, like they was in the Capitol Hill today with some Texas legislators, and they was fighting about the filibuster, they was fighting about voting rights today on Capitol Hill, Reverend Barber and some other legislators, those Texas Democrats that were in D.C. fighting for voting rights, they might want to run back to Texas, because I hear in Texas on September the 1st, it will go into law that you can purchase a firearm, listen to this, without a permit and without a background check. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they want to set up a war, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, so you're saying all I got to bring is an ID and I can get a gun without a permit or a background check? I'm like, wow. I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense, but this is the world that we're living in. So like you said, Dr. Ava, there is a lot going on. There's so much going on as we just, you know, was – you know, one loving the Olympics, but it's still some crazy Karens that are out here still screaming and still yelling. There's still some police brutality that we've been seeing multiple videos and people being beaten and people being thrown down on the ground. Black women being just roughed up and actually literally punched, watching police literally like they in a brawl punching people. That's still going on. And with that, I'll just close that. There's a brother named Hakeem White, who's in my city. He's really from Philly, but he started this program called Hydrate the Hood. And us with the FOI and MGT, along with the 10,000 Fearless and some other brothers and sisters in the community, we went into one of the communities and we literally just took fresh fruit and vegetables and delivered it to the neighborhoods, knocked on people's doors. And it was so good, Dr. Ava, to just go into the community. And not only that, we gave out alkaline water to the people, and we was hydrated. So we want to give you some good water and some good food to put in your body. And then from that, you know, we had wonderful conversations, and we talked to different people. We talked to different brothers, talked to different sisters, and they were so thankful. They were so happy. And I just say that we just have to go and do the work that God has us to do to go amongst our people. So, you like you said, Dr. Ava, there's a lot going on around the discussion that we're going to have tonight. I mean, there's so much in the news around that. And we just got to stay on the path. And we have to, as I close, remember to go and listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Criterion. We cannot stop saying that about the Criterion and study that. And it's not the only thing you should study, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has lectures on every possible subject that you can think of. He has done a lecture on it, and you can get divine guidance and instructions on how to navigate what we're watching. Because don't be fearful about the fall of America, because we was warned and we was instructed to separate and leave her, come out of her, my people. So we just need to follow divine guidance and don't worry about looking for guidance, because the guidance and the guide is in our midst in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and you are tuned in to Elevated Places with his national spokesperson, student Dr. Ava, Sister Ava Muhammad. Back to you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful segue into tonight's program. And this issue of the final call is absolutely explosive. Make sure you read this paper in its entirety. But we're going to focus you in tonight on what the Executive Council put in motion several months ago, and that is the COVID section of the Final Call newspaper. Every week, you will see on page 7, don't take their vaccine. Don't let them vaccinate you. And from page 7 to page 10, sometimes 11 or 12, we cover all of the aspects of the COVID-19 pestilence from heaven and the COVID-19 vaccine, which is death itself. And, of course, we lift from the criterion. And I think it might help us, because Brother Terrence is always imploring us to watch and listen to the criterion. And if we're not studying that message, not just listening to it, but taking apart all of the messages within that message that came from Allah, God, and His Christ through Minister Farrakhan, you will notice, too, that you get a much deeper appreciation and more guidance. You get the value of the guidance because it's layered, it's in-depth, and it consists of messages for the enemy and messages for us. So we have to know how to discern those as well. And one of the articles, and we're blessed to have one of our members of the Nation of Islam research team with us tonight, who's going to go into his article, and I want him to make reference to some of his recent articles as well, because it's where we're pivoting to, and that is the ultimate solution to the COVID problem, and that is separation. But you all should be well aware that there have been COVID vaccine attacks on black leaders in Africa and the Caribbean. And when you look into page 8, martyred for the sake of our freedom and justice. And you will recall in the criterion, the minister said, I say to my brothers and sisters in Africa, if they come up with a vaccine, be careful. Don't let them vaccinate you with their history of treachery through vaccines, through medication. Are you listening? And now our brothers have been martyred because they stood up against Satan. And in the case of the assassination of the president of Haiti, it may interest you to know that the team of assassins that stormed the home of the president of Haiti in July, they murdered him, but we don't know who they are, but we know, according to witnesses, they wore American uniforms. And they identified themselves as agents of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency. Think about that, drug enforcement. Up until that time, not a single Haitian had been vaccinated. The president refused a shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines. He said he was concerned over adverse side effects. Now, there was an August 3rd report from National Public Radio. Just 1 week after this murder, guess what came into Haiti? From America.
Come on.
The first shipment of 500,000 doses of the deadly COVID-19 vaccine.
Listen.
And NPR observed that up until this time, throughout this whole pandemic, Haiti had only had they had less than 500 deaths total from the start of the pandemic. And now they've already climbed to 569. This is part of the U.S. policy of depopulation.
Right.
Every week
right.
we give you the climbing number of deaths. We're up to 12,366 that are acknowledged by the U.S. government. There's a lawsuit right now alleging, based on the data analyst at CDC, who is a whistleblower, there are, in fact, 45,000-plus deaths from the COVID vaccines. You've had at least 1,300 miscarriages. You've had over 5,000 heart attacks. 46,000 people had to be hospitalized. But all you hear on the big pharma-controlled media outlets is the Delta variant and the hospitals being filled up. These hospitals, to the degree people are coming in, these are people that have been vaccinated, trust and believe, with that mRNA vaccine. And then I want to skip over our focal article and advise you to also read our national correspondence article entitled "Stop Leading Black People to the COVID-19 Vaccine Slaughter." This is a message to all of the so-called Negroes, the house servants.
That's right.
Who are selling our people out. Very well done by our national correspondent to FCN, Charlene Muhammad. And I'm going to stop there, and we're going to hear from our legal contributor, and then we're going to go into this heavy-duty discussion of the article by Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. He gives you two choices: take Satan's shots or separate. I love it. So we're going to first go to – and everybody better get that paper. Don't you sit around – calling yourself a freedom fighter, and you're not reading, you haven't subscribed to the digital or are picking up your hard copy of the Final Call newspaper. And I know, as we used to say in the Final Call in the early days of the rebuilding, if someone seemed a little off base, Brother Terrence, like they mm-hmm. weren't really a soldier, we would say, are you in the nation?
Right.
So I ask you, if you don't get the Final Call newspaper, I got to ask you, are you in the nation? For real? But
come on now.
We're going
I'm rubbing mine now. I'm touching mine right now.
And I don't want you to get it and fold it up and put it on the coffee table or in the car seat, okay?
Exactly.
But I want to have come through the microphones right now our brilliant, in-depth legal contributor, host of Time for Justice every Tuesday on this channel, blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, a Time for Justice. And I mean, she, Brother Terrence, she's been parading some of the most brilliant, insightful, militant black attorneys in this country.
That's right. Yeah, I'll praise
this program
to
is
a lot.
All right. As-salamu alaykum, yeah. Sister Pamela.
Why, alaykum salam, Sister Ava, and Brother Terrence, as-salamu alaykum to you as well. I want to say all praises of – yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Brother Terrence. Yes, sir. But
oh, no.
I want to say
– go ahead.
Yeah, all praises are due to Allah, Sister Dr. Ava, for that introduction to our show, A Time for Justice, that comes on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on the Elevated Places Network. We're so thankful. And it's very interesting as I hear you all talk, because, again, we're talking about well-documented treachery and well-documented torture that has been going on prior to the pandemic. And I'm talking about the school-to-prison pipeline. On Tuesday, we talked about the school-to-prison pipeline because with all of this chitter-chatter about
back to school. They're talking about vaccinating children. You know, they're talking. It looks like just a lot of chaos going on in these school systems. My main concern is, have we forgotten that these school systems were killing fields for our children before the pandemic? Have we forgotten about the school-to-prison pipeline, where we have such large increases of 77% of Hispanics, 79% of black males? They're not proficient in math or reading on the fourth and eighth grade levels. You know, we've got a suspension rate of black students being suspended at a rate of four times that of other students, of white students. And this is going back. This is going back to the 1990s, where we've had this proof of this racial genocide and this surveilling of our children. And before the pandemic, even, it was getting worse, where you have 14 million children attending schools with police in the schools. But you don't have counselors, you don't have nurses, you don't have psychologists or social workers in these schools. Now, this is according to the Children's Defense Fund's documentation. So it really occurred to me, like, well, are we looking, are we cognizant, are we being fooled by these smiling faces inviting our children back into the schools? So we looked at some alternatives, and one of the things, Sister Ava, is this increase in homeschooling. Homeschooling is grown tremendously since 2020, and I have to say that there was an article in the New York Times that really kind of got me going, because that New York Times article was detailing how children in kindergarten, they were looking for them. They were noticing the decline of our people, but they were trying to mock it by saying this little six-year-old, he went to homeschooling with his parents, but, oh, you know what, he can't read. He can't really spell his own name. And then they went as far to say, because, you know, kindergarten is a important time to diagnose these children with these disabilities such as autism and spectrum disorder. So that just made me alert and say, you know what? Homeschooling, there's been an increase. Black parents are looking at the ability to take control of their children's education. I think that's a great idea. We talked to Brother Louis Ali, who is someone pushing, making black males great again. We had, like you say, some leaders in the industry documenting this racial genocide. So I think we have to really be aware and remember that the racism and the school-to-prison pipeline should give us pause for this is – nothing has changed. And I just wanted to say in closing, Sister Ava, in Message to the Black Man, I saw the section, We Seek Truth and Justice. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, America knows that under her flag we have received nothing but hell, beatings, and killings without due process of the law, day and night, not only in the past, but in the present. So I just thought that was wake-up call. These things, you know, this injustice is still in the present, and we better wake up and do what the minister is telling us about separation, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is talking about, told us about separation, as well as I can't wait to hear Dr. Ridgely as well talk about separation. So, yes, ma'am. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And I was able to listen to a portion of Tuesday night. It was very powerful, very powerful. And Brother Louis Ali's program for our young black boys, we're going to have to feature him in the near future on Elevated Places. He did a presentation on TED Talks that was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And we're in this time of doing. And he laid out step by step exactly how we can completely reset the button on the view of young black males, and most important, the view of their view of themselves. It's the destruction of our self-perception that is critical to the survival of a system of white supremacy. The minister wrote in study guide number 12 that a system based on a doctrine of white superiority, in order to work, you have to have black inferiority.
Yes, ma'am.
It wouldn't matter if white people walked around all day and night thinking they were better if we didn't believe it. It requires that we believe that they are better than us for this to work. So we have to stamp out the residual effects of feelings of black inferiority. And as you're saying so pointedly, this starts with our children. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said the other evening, I happened to be blessed to be on a call with him and several other people. He said he wants everything to close down, to force us to leave. But above all, what he stood out with were two things, hospitals and Muhammad University of Islam. And as you're saying, if you're not in something controlled by us, then you need to control your children at home. But if Allah blessed us through this pestilence to shut this system down, it's alarming, it's hurtful, it's appalling that we're running right back to it.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
We were liberated
yes,
from
ma'am.
It.
That's
so
right.
Thank you
yes,
for
ma'am.
That, Sister Pamela.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
As-salamu alaykum. All right, so we're going to get into it. And callers, we all know our guests very well, very well. Student Minister of Agriculture, moving force along with his beautiful wife, Sister Ann, the Staple Goods Program, Muhammad Farms, you name it. But on top of that, he is a superb writer, and he's a member of the NOI Research Group. And he has blessed us over the past several issues, more than several, four or five issues. And now I don't want to let go of him, so it's like, what you got, Doc, this week? And he's always ready. He's always ahead of the game. And this week's paper, his article with a picture of the one and only Joe Biden, who we'll talk about him a little bit too, and how, you know, his desire for his presidency to go a certain way is what's motivating him to drive the vaccine. See, you know, you have within the synagogue of Satan, they all have the same objective of destroying us, but they have different motives. And that's why
that's right.
America is unraveling, because they go at
that's
each
right.
other. So without further ado, I want to bring on my brother, the one and only Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, brother Dr. Ridgely.
Wow, alaykum salam.
Hey, shut up, Terrence. Don't even start. You know, Terrence be telling people that he my son, but he not my son. All right? I just want to tell you that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, you claim me, Dad. You claim
like
me.
Now, you sound like Michael Jackson and Billie Jean, and he's not my son.
Oh, he can't help it. He got to claim me. He ain't got no choice.
Well,
that's
whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
That's right.
I love admitting
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're not going to have the Jerry Springer
okay.
show tonight or Maury
okay,
Povich.
Okay.
You are the father.
But thank you, Dr. Minister Ava. Thank you for having me on the program, and thank you for the great job that you are doing in the final call in that section on COVID-19 and the vaccine. Now, I'm going to talk about my latest article, but the one before then, I really liked that final call because I had an article in there talking about the problem, and that is that we had 200 hospitals in 1923, and now we only got two. okay? For 44.1 million people, we got two hospitals, whereas when we was 10,500,000 people, we had 200. So now we are 420 times worse off than we were in 1923. And so with this COVID-19 and the way they've been throwing us out of the hospital when we come into the emergency rooms, give us the Tylenol, tell them to go home, then we come back in a worse condition, they give us some drugs, knock us out and put a ventilator down our throat into our lungs and suffocate us, so that over 70%, sometimes 88% of the people who are on the ventilators die. And they put the people on the ventilator because they didn't want the people to spread the virus in the hospital. The ventilator circulates your own breath. It cleans it up and puts it back in you. It's not good for the patient, but it's good for the doctor. It's good for the nurse. They suffocated us to death and then scared us by saying, oh, they died of COVID-19. Now you've got to get the vaccine. But we have going to have to restore our health care system for ourselves. And my article was on, I think, 89, and right over there on page 12 of the Final Call newspaper was an article talking about the Community Wellness Center that had just opened up in Chicago on the South Side. So here,
that's right,
they were demonstrating an actual operating solution to providing opportunities for health care to our own people right in the community, run and staffed and owned by black people who you can trust. And so I said, now, all praise is due to Allah. That's a great final call. It shows the problem, it talks about the solution, and then it gives you an example of the solution. So now we should all be looking around our communities to find people who are doing the right thing. And let's highlight them, people of hope, to let them know that we're just not sitting here complaining, but we are doing something to improve ourselves. Self-improvement is the basis for community development, and we're doing it. Help us to do it. Don't just sit on the sidelines and say, why ain't y'all doing something? Well, we need to show that we are doing things, and we need to expand on what we're doing. We need your help. We need your participation. But the article I wrote this week was inspired by what you just said, Minister Ava, in terms of the criterion on July 4th. You know, that thing there was so powerful. I'm going to read it to you. But
yes.
Okay, the part that I was talking about today in the article, and this is Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaking. If you bring the COVID-19 vaccine and say you're going to bring your army to force us to take it, once you try to force us, that's a declaration of war on all of us. You only have this one life. Fight like hell to keep it, and fight like hell to destroy those whose heart and mind is to destroy you and take your life from you. Now, he drew the line in the sand. And so if you come over here, he drew the line in the sand. So if you come over here, we're going to fight you to the death. Okay? Now, I'm just thinking, what do the white folks, you know, Madonna, she broadcast that on her Instagram. She has 16.2 million followers. So I'm thinking, what do the white folks think in their mind? This is July. There are no vaccines out yet. And now Mr. Farrakhan is already saying that if you come in our community, the Muslim community, and try to stick us with that vaccine, we know what you're going to do because you did it with Tuskegee. We know what you're going to do. You're going to poison us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us that your medicine was nothing but poison. So we know what you're going to do. So we're going to fight like hell. So the white folks said, well, what does he know that I don't know? And, you know, white folks cannot stand for a black man to know more than they do, especially what They hate it. And so they went to work. And now you get all different types of scientists and doctors and virologists and immunologists. After Mr. Farrakhan lit that fire, they went to study it. And now, oh, my Lord, there's a fight going on. I want you to know, white folks is fighting each other now because they're waking up to see what Minister Farrakhan was warning our community about and subsequently their community because they're being shot up like us. And we know, black folks knew it was a trick. This is what white folks messed up with the trick, okay? They wanted us to go first. Now, y'all, no. Y'all go first to get the shot. Now, we know. They ain't never asked us to get nothing good. Give it to us first. It's getting to the back of the bus. It's always we be the last. What, the first, the last hired and the first fired? But now you going to give us the shot first? I don't think so. So, and then when Mr. Farrakhan, in the lecture, he talked about the wheels. Our defense are the wheels. The mother plane and the baby plane. And so the enemy knows. And, you know, they came out with these disclosures now, admitting to the world that they have known for a long time that there are things flying around that they cannot handle. And so they understood. Dirty Witch. They knew that Satan had made a deal. It's in the Holy Quran. It made a deal with God. It said, listen, I don't have no power over them, except that I just ask them. I call them, and they obey.
That's right.
So they know that if they force us physically, try to force us, then we are going to fight like hell. And when you kill some of us, we know that the plane are going to come. So you want to bring that fire down on you? I don't think so. So they immediately backed off of that threat about using the army to come in our community and stick us with those shots. Now they're pleading with us. They're condoling us. They're paying us. You go to the strip club, they give you a shot. You go to church, they give you a watermelon, and they give you a shot. Okay?
Come on.
In D.C., they'll give you marijuana, you know, give you some weed and give you a shot. In some places, you get the lottery. You take the shot and put your name in the lottery. You might win $1 million if you get the shot. Come on now. But it ain't working. A lot of white
not
people,
working.
A lot of black people, it's not working. And the white people now, and black people, the percent now that's unvaccinated, the majority of them are saying, according to their own research, white folks' own research, that they are more afraid of the vaccine than they are of the variant, of COVID-19 variant. They're more afraid of the vaccine. So it's going to be hard to make them people take the shot. Interesting time and its fulfillment of Scripture, both Bible and Holy Quran. And Mr. Farrakhan is just walking all through the Bible and Holy Quran, all through the prophets, and he's standing firm. And now people can see, who is this man? What does he know? How does he know that? How does he know what they're going to do before they've done it? Over and over, he has done that. He has squashed their plans. Over and over, he's done that. When they was talking about wiping out young black men, and we were a menace to society, what did Mr. Farrakhan do? He went around the country saying, stop the killing. Then he went around the country calling on black men. And then they came, 2 million strong, came on a Monday. And the world saw the black man as he really is. And that is a loving person, a civilized person, a strong person. And so America could not use our bad behavior as an excuse to mow us down, because Mr. Farrakhan proved and showed the real black man to the world. So Mr. Farrakhan continues to block their plans, and now they come with this COVID-19 vaccine, which is nothing but a bioweapon. Now more doctors are talking about it, and I mentioned that those doctors in my article, David Martin and others, are saying it's nothing but a bioweapon. Dr. Yeridan saying he don't know what's going on, but this is nothing but depopulation. I mean, Dr. McCullough saying that no time in the history of the mankind has our bodies been programmed to produce a foreign protein, a protein not of itself. Never has that been done. And he said that he's on the committees that looks into these vaccines and drugs before they put them to the market. And he said, if we see 5 deaths, we put it in the black box. If we see 50, we shut it down. Sometimes if it was a large rollout of a big vaccine, we might let it get to 150. But 150 deaths, we shut it down. He said this thing should have been shut down in February of 2021. It came out in December. These vaccines, he said, by February there's enough data, they should have been shut down. So now they're up to 12,000.
Right.
And 12,000 is 5 times the deaths of the vaccines from 1997 to 2013. It's 5 times more than all of those years put together. So what is this thing, if not a kill shot? And so now, the world is in a turmoil. Minister Farrakhan is the only world leader that people can trust. Minister Farrakhan is the only world leader, and he is a world leader, that people can trust. And we thank Allah for him. I thank Allah for him, me on a personal level, that he allows me to be the student minister of agriculture and the farm manager of Muhammad Farms, and allows me on his research team. It definitely is an honor. And thank you, Minister Ava, for looking at my articles and making my titles much stronger. I love the titles that you bestow upon my articles. So I tell my wife said, you think that's a good title? I said, look, I'm going to put this title here because it don't matter. Because Minister Ava is going to give me a better title. So I ain't worried about the title. I'm just going to try to get the work done, you know. And so thank you so much. You was a hard hitter, you know. You're a real scientist at your speaking and your writing, and so thank you for allowing me to be on that team. And I know I've talked too much, and so let me be quiet.
No, you
haven't. See if there's any questions. Huh? Well, no, you know, I'm not a good talker. You know, I'm a better writer and a better talker, because one of the problems that I have is that my mind be on all types of different things. That's what makes me stutter, because my mind is quicker than my mouth. And when I have my mouth to try to keep up with my mind, nobody understands what I'm saying because I'm talking too fast. So, but thank you so much for having me on. But, you know, are there any questions?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I mean, look, it's not that I can answer the questions. You know, I just want to take a breath. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
Well, look, there's a couple other things we want to touch on. And so those of you that have been derelict in getting your final call, you better back up a couple of issues. August 3rd, August 10th. Because you have done so much research, Brother Dr. Ridgely. Before we leave the current issue, and I'm glad you pointed out what the VAERS report has indicated, and it's amazing to me, and I see clearly why the people are referred to. We're called blind, deaf, and dumb. To see that play out in the observable reality where Satan as he's described in the Bible, said he would reveal himself.
Mm.
And he is showing us everything. They're not hiding any of this.
Mm.
You know, the manufacturers of the mRNA vaccine, they said this vaccine is not going to stop. Not only is it not going to stop you from getting infected and spreading COVID, it's not designed to do that.
Mm.
But what it will do is keep you from ICU and dropping dead, even though that turned out to be a lie, because you will go to the ICU or drop dead in addition to other things. But for our people to be all over the airwaves as the mouthpiece for Satan, like our dear Minister Jibril Muhammad says, don't be the devil's lawyer against God.
Mm. Mm.
And that is what many of our people are doing. And the ignorance and the stupidity, and now they've developed this hostile posture. Just take the shot. So we can all get back to normal. Well, they're the ones, the people that made the vaccines are now saying, well, this Delta variant, as they call it, the vaccine's not really sufficient against it, so you're probably going to need a booster shot. So here comes another round. You've already taken two doses, took one of Johnson & Johnson, and your blood congealed and clotted up and dropped dead. Every one of them has their own unique form of death. But
that's right.
They also say those of you who are immunocompromised, which is just a long way of saying preconditions.
Right.
The CDC comes out a few weeks ago. We covered it in the paper with an announcement. My bad. The vaccine isn't effective if you have preconditions. But wait a minute. It was those of us with the preconditions that you said need to line up first.
Well, come on.
To get the vaccine.
Come on. That's
so
right.
So it's not safe. It's not effective. And it's deadly. And as you said, Brother Risley, the minister drew a line in the sand while this thing was still in development.
Come on.
So anybody with any reasoning powers would have to say, this man is drawing knowledge from a source beyond us.
Come on.
Because he nailed it. He didn't say
that's right.
It's harmful. He said it's death. And now
that's
here
right.
are these doctors and scientists lining up and confirming from the lab what
Come
he
on.
Already boldly said, and he wasn't hesitant. He
Come
was
on.
Certain of what he was
That's right.
saying. And so not only does it kill you, if you're vaccinated, now you're spreading the virus.
Come on.
You are That's transmitting right. because now you have an operating system in your body. So you're a
Come on.
Human cell phone.
Mm.
The same dangerous electromagnetic pulses
right.
that come off of cell phones are coming out of your body.
Mm.
Women having miscarriages. And just like the polio vaccine, it took
come
years
on.
For the effects of it to I'm one of those.
Come on.
A
Me too.
Victim of
come
this
on.
Car this powerful carcinogen, SV40.
Yep.
And the
That's
Honorable
right.
Elijah Muhammad, look at how we're in mercy, living in mercy. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't explain. He just said, don't take it, period.
That's right.
To his followers. So either
right.
you were with him or you weren't. The minister pours on through his helpers and us bringing and researching and bringing in scientists, we're showing you, we're bringing you interviews
not just from Pookie off the street,
come on,
but
now,
the man that invented the mRNA platform.
That's right.
In the final call saying, don't take this vaccine. They came out with this too soon.
Mm. Come
on. The former head of research at Pfizer.
Right.
Don't take the booster shots. He actually said, I had to finally face the music and face the truth that there is no benign reason for what my company is doing.
Mm.
This is a depopulation campaign. He almost, it's as though he read from the criteria. He aligned himself with everything the minister said and ended his interview and said, only God can save us.
Mm. That's right.
Now, this is a British Caucasian.
Right.
Head of research at Pfizer. And Negroes still, y'all need to take the shot. You need to come on and take the shot. And we haven't seen the death yet. We haven't even seen the death set in. So we thank Allah that Minister Farrakhan is still among us, and we're in a position to receive mercy. He also said in the criterion that if you are actively engaged in repentance, Allah will not punish you while you're trying to repent.
Mm.
Now, that's the best gift any of us could ever receive.
Come on.
But I just want to say before we open the lines, because I'm sure people want to talk to you, Dr. Ridgely, you did a two-part series, August 3rd and August 10th. We must do it for ourselves, part one and
that's
two.
Right.
You referenced part two earlier because we also have in that same issue the opening of the Salaam Community Wellness Center. And in all honesty, that should have been on the front page.
Mm. Come
that
on.
We're opening this wellness center. Because
right.
there's no
that's
other
right.
way out of this. Like you just said, you go in the hospital, particularly in the early days of the pandemic, you can't breathe, but the doctors and nurses are concerned and the administrators with the staff. So they're like, we don't know what to do, but we're going to make sure you don't breathe on us. So we're going to jam this tube down into your already damaged lungs.
Come on.
Okay. So this beautiful, and I thank the final call for these beautiful graphics. This, I can't get enough of this photo of Dr. Charles Drew. And all these
the
handsome young men, these brothers, medical residents at Freedman's Hospital, you know, back in 1946, 45. And as you said, I hope we process that. Here we are up out of slavery. We had 200 black hospitals.
That's right.
And today we have two. And I doubt they're truly black, because behind the scenes is the synagogue of Satan.
That's right. That's right.
But the minister just said,
you know,
3 nights ago, he said, we need a hospital.
That's right.
Because seeing his teacher, I know that affected him, because we don't just write for the public. We write for our beloved teacher as well.
Come on,
because we
right.
want him to know we're at least trying to grasp
that's
what
right.
he's saying to save that's our right. lives. Mm-hmm.
See, if
but
we had...
You interviewed a black physician and scientist, Dr. Velva Bowles, who is phenomenal. And you have brought some powerhouse wisdom from her. And I just want to read from part one of your series in the August 3rd edition where you interviewed Dr. Bowles. Because not only is she a physician, a scientist, She is a force for black independence. And
right.
She is talking of community clinics, something that the black community had. We had that in segregation.
Right.
We had health fairs 2 and 3 times a year. We would go in local parks, and black doctors and health professionals would check our blood pressure, test our children's eyes and teeth, and look back at the photos of how we looked in the 1940s and 50s. The sisters were slim. They were marching in civil rights marches with high heels on and dresses.
Come on. Come on.
The brothers had on suits and ties.
See, that's right.
Looking good, looking slim. And they were still eating
that's
the swine
right.
flesh.
Come
so
on.
What is wrong with us? Integration is what's wrong with us. And she said, Dr. Bowles said, community-based activities don't cost much money. If we could set up COVID-19 kits with the support of a school that has a pharmacy, they could include in that kit a finite amount of medication, prophylactic, which means preventive medications, and ivermectin, which we featured in the final call, has been identified
right.
as a prophylactic. And I just want to say to everyone, you know, Elevated Places always has the breaking news. You hear it here first. But on
that's
August
right.
25th, the nation's going to host a seminar that is devoted. There ain't going to be no teaching, and none of we're going to go right to it. We're going to have some of our nation's doctors. And Dr. Rizzi, I'm going to talk to you because maybe you can invite it, see if Dr. Bowles might be available to take
okay.
part in that on the evening of the
okay.
25th. We want to
okay.
talk to you about ivermectin and other treatments and therapies for COVID-19.
Yes.
And biggest of all, we don't want you waiting until you have symptoms and waiting until you get sick. We have the solution from heaven that the minister spoke
right.
on in the criterion. There's two things. One is repent, and the other one, we have a two-volume book among us, the
come
only
on.
Book on earth where the author says, from God in
wait.
Person.
Come on.
From God in person. That's the heavenly solution. A
that's
book,
right. that's
if
right.
God spoke it, then it was in God's mind.
Come on.
And we have it.
That's right.
We just need to do it. But she talks at length. She speaks about convalescent antibodies and all
mm-hmm.
sorts of approaches to this problem that you will never hear or see on any airwaves in America. You won't see it anymore on any major social media platforms. This has become overnight where they've been headed for decades. This is totalitarianism. This is not a democracy.
That's
it's a plutocracy, and its doctrine is totalitarianism. You're not even allowed
right.
to hear anything else. Our brother, Dr. Riza Islam, is on a list of most wanted, the 12 leaders of disinformation. See, Dr. Rizzi, I'm going to shut up and go to the phone. But they dogged Donald Trump, right? Joe Biden makes Donald Trump look like Santa Claus.
Say it. Come on.
You know,
listen.
Here's the president. Remember, we used to laugh at Trump because he'd get in arguments with individuals.
Right.
But here's Biden calling out 12 American so-called citizens because they're sharing their scientifically based knowledge. Dr. Joseph Mercola, they shut him down. Dr.
Shut him down.
Mikovits, Shutter, Death. You got a whole list of names in your latest article.
That's
and
right.
So now we got to go around in the shadows. But that's fine because the word is spreading far and wide.
That's right.
About this thing. But here's a president calling out individuals, so you, some of whom most Americans never heard of. But you're
right.
So scared of the truth they bring that you put them on a list. And some made-up group, like the, they're like the Southern Poverty Law Center. This little made-up group that tracks down people that spread misinformation on COVID. Well, we're not a made-up group. We're the Nation of Islam, and we spread it true.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That's right.
But
thank you.
Please, brothers
yes,
and sisters, get the final call and read all of it, but give some special attention after you read those center messages from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Minister Jibril Muhammad, Mother Tynetta Muhammad, and get your spiritual feeding, then go to this COVID section and get some comprehension of what is going on around you.
That's
and
right.
What you're going to do about it. Right. So we're gonna jump to the phones, and let's start with, let me go up to the top here. I don't want to skip anybody because I knew Brother Daryl or Sister Ula would be up there. Brother Daryl, assalamu alaikum.
Well, like the long family, how is everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing
fine,
great.
Sir.
We're doing great, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Just a quick couple questions. Dr. Brother Ridgely, it's good to hear your voice. We haven't heard you in a while. I know you've been busy. May Allah continue to bless you and your good work in our firm. And also, prayers go out still for our brother Ruben. Haven't heard from him in a while and how the family's doing on that end. But as you were speaking about
yes,
the COVID
sir.
Shot, they are studying, you know, boosting this thing up about lottery tickets, everything. So our people are rushing in line to take this shot, but they're telling you, like you just said, it didn't make a difference whether they bought the vaccine later by checking it out or fast like they did. The whole point is they want to depopulate the people, which is darker people. But our people are still not getting grasped of what time it is, and those that are listening to it, they are still wondering, should they still take the shot? So we got a lot of information getting out there, but our people, I don't know why they're moving slow, but some of them are picking it up saying we're not taking it. But now I'm hearing that they saying, which you spoke and the minister spoke about it as well, if you're talking about bringing your army in and going to plunge a needle in our arms, then that's a declaration of war because you only have one life, fight like hell to protect it. So I pray and thank Allah for Minister Louis Farrakhan, and we have a divine guide in our hands. And like you said, the mercy while he's still with us is giving us a little bit more time. So may Allah continue to bless you and our nation. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam. Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you for the
Did you have a question
call.
In there? Did you have a question?
I didn't
yeah,
hear
I missed
him.
That
did
too.
You have a question?
I heard he was going to ask, but
he just had a comment.
Yeah,
okay.
I just think
that's
they had
cool.
a, just thinking.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Brother Rich and Nate.
Well, thank you. I didn't want to disregard your question if you asked it. So that's why I was asking. But thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Okay, let's go.
You know,
I am getting
a little senile.
I only want to go there because I'm tired of walking into rooms and wondering what I came in there for. at least I eventually remember what'll be scary is when I can't at all. Okay. We have Brother Hoyle
you know,
in Memphis.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Assalamu alaikum. All praises due to Allah. We got the one and only Dr. Ridgely. I just want to make
That's
a comment.
Right.
I just want to say,
Dr. Ridgely, you know I'm following you on your posts, and you're doing an excellent job on your articles and your posts. Sister Ava, I want to thank you, and Sister Charlene has a powerful article in here too.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, man.
Yes.
I had to look, I got the Negroes this morning on
taking
the talk
them to
show.
Chair.
They were look. I they were calling in on this talk show, Sister Ava and Dr. Ridgely, and they were they had these sick dog Negroes on there. We got to take the vaccine. You know, so I just went through the points from the pamphlet, you know, and boy, they had all these black doctors calling in. I mean, you know, so we, you know, we're on the winning team. I wanted to let y'all know too, if y'all didn't know, if y'all heard about it, it was a brother that got shot. A white police, a white security guard shot a brother. He was just playing his music. He was from Chicago. He was down in Memphis. And I don't know if you heard about it, but it made the news. Benjamin Crump was down here, and the brother was just playing his music, and he went back to the car. You know, he didn't have a weapon, and the devil was a ex-policeman in Mississippi, because, you know, Tennessee, Memphis, and Mississippi is right next to each other. And he just walked back, and he claimed that he thought he had a gun and blew the brother away, you know. So they're down Benjamin Crump, and it's a lot of protests, you know, but like I said, like you said, Sister Ava, they can't help themselves, you know. It's just we got to separate. And I have a question, Brother Dr. Ridgely. With all of the, they're talking about ivermectin. What is your take on oregano oil? I heard about that too.
Okay, I don't know anything about oregano oil, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll write that down and check it out, but I don't know right now.
Yeah. Oregano oil, these other, like I said, black seed oil, you got selenium. These are other ones too that maybe, you know, we got 14 natural, but mainly,
yes,
like you said, that navy bean. And keeping our immune system, how to eat, to live, and fast, and in prayer. So
that's right.
Those are the main ones. But I just want to just commend you all. I'm coming in from Nebraska, you know, because I deliver these hospitals. And family, it's a drought out here. The poor cows looking up in the sky. They're trying to drink, going to the ponds and drink, and it's nothing but mud. It's out west, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas.
Oh,
nothing but it's drying up. I just left Kansas. I'm in Missouri right now, and I'm gonna have to borrow me and Brother Terrence. We have to share these baby planes.
I'm gonna need you one next week.
Yes, sir. Okay, give me one next week, brother. But I just want to commend you all. Keep up the good work, Dr. Ridgely, because we're knocking the, like I said, truth knocking out falsehood's brain. Sister Ava, I just want to thank y'all for this COVID section. This is so powerful. And like I said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the main thing he wanted, it was, you know, before he departed, he said the main thing he wanted was us to get a hospital. So
that's right.
That's
powerful. That's right.
So,
and now we've arrived.
Now we've arrived.
It's so critical.
But Dr. Ridgely, you keep knocking them in the head. Sister Ava, you always knock them in the head. And everybody that you invite on here, we've been, truth is knocking out falsehood's brain. But I'll keep y'all posted on that situation about the brother getting shot in Memphis, because they got a big protest down here. All right,
now,
thank
also,
you, ma'am.
Your governor, in Tennessee,
he signed an
executive order, authorizing basically COVID concentration camps.
Right.
So that's
going to
be the next level.
Bill Lee.
And see, this is
Bill
what
Lee.
The minister was talking about when he drew that line,
mm-hmm.
as Brother Ridgely drew a line in the sand. See, he
mm-hmm.
read this then. He knew where they were going. And that's why he warned them. See, to a weak, scared Negro, that sounded crazy.
Right.
If you bring your army. Why is he talking like that?
Well,
right.
he's authorizing the National Guard.
That's right.
And his state troops to stop the rise of COVID-19. That where necessary, they can do a telephone assessment of someone,
right,
and come to your house, mm-hmm, and drag you out and quarantine,
yep,
you somewhere.
Yep.
For whatever period of time, and do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
Sister Ava,
that's the United States of America. Mm-hmm.
It was a pastor who brought that out. His name, he was at Mount Juliet Church, and said, Governor Lee has allowed for the creation of quarantine camps for Tennesseans who refuse to get the vaccinated. That during a service on Sunday at the Global,
yeah,
Bible Church, Pastor Greg Locke told the crowd that the governor has authorized the Tennessee Department of FEMA,
right,
to build what they call, in his own authorized pages of signature, quarantine camps. And he continued to say,
right,
I ain't talking about East Germany, I'm talking about Tennessee. So if you know if it's Tennessee, it's for the whole, but like I said, we got some baby planes, we got an Air Force waiting on them. So all praise is due to a lot of devil plan, but who's the best plan? Allah. That's right.
Amen.
I'm going to let somebody else talk, and y'all keep knocking them in the head, Simon. All praises due,
yes,
to Allah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. We have,
now,
okay, we got, oh, yes, sir. Go ahead, brother, Dr. Richard.
You know, I read that executive order. How can somebody talk to me on the phone and decide that I need to be intern because I'm crazy? I got to be quarantined.
Precisely.
I mean, come on, y'all.
Precisely. We need to think about these things. If there's, see, we're witnessing insanity in the techniques that they're resorting to. Because that's exactly what I said. See, now you're mixing this in because you're saying it's about COVID. But you're saying what justifies this is a person's mentally ill. So what are you coming to? Are you coming to a place where if a person won't be vaccinated, they must be mentally ill?
Come on.
And as you said, how can I ascertain that? And what are we doing on the phone together? How do you come to call me?
Come on, come on.
I mean, this is some real sociopathic stuff that's going on. But we've been warned. Get in your own territory. Get
that's
your
right.
own hospital. We
that's
shouldn't
right.
even be with them.
That's right.
That's right.
Because as the
yes,
Tennessee
ma'am.
Governor's executive order manifests once again, as I keep telling us, it's the states that have power and jurisdiction over the citizens, not the federal government. It's like Cuomo told Trump, and you see they ran him out of office, but Cuomo told Trump, you didn't create this, you meaning the federal government. You didn't create us. We created you. See, the several states created a federal government so that there could be things such as national highways and a defense system. There are certain things that facilitate the continuity of filling the needs of a nation. But the federal government is not self-created. It was brought into existence by the states, and it can be taken out. But when the Democrats got in, they were like, we can't have that kind of talk. And so they ran Cuomo out, and they blamed him for what Dr. Ridgey spoke of earlier, the killing fields of the nursing homes and hospitals in New York. And you know, this virus, if we had a real government, the virus would have been contained in New York. If
That's
if
right.
this pandemic was real And if we had a real government that looks out for its citizens, the first thing you do is containment.
Right.
What hindered them from containing this? All of this is purposeful. And what they have
That's
done
right.
is it, to make this a pandemic and make it global, if a country had one person that they could say looked like they had COVID, one person in Yemen that had a cough, well, Yemen's got COVID.
Right.
So they can make this thing global. But really nobody has been hit nearly as much as the United States is in the crosshairs of Allah.
That's right. That's
and these
right.
little black right. and African countries, they didn't start getting sick until the vaccines came.
Yep.
Go read the charts and the graphs and the
yep.
data.
Yep.
But
you
anyway,
know, on the article you know,
yes,
one of
sir.
My previous articles, you know, I did the analysis, and it was those countries that were using ivermectin and HCQ, hydrochloroquine, for malaria.
Yes.
And they hardly had any COVID-19 because of what
That's
they were
right.
taking for malaria, and to kind of find out that works on the COVID-19. So now
That's
they're
correct.
Trying to stick them in the arms anyway, even though they don't need it, but they kill off those presidents so they can stick them in the arm anyway, because that's who they was after anyway. The first thing that France said, well, we need to take it to Africa with the vaccine. And then Africans didn't have it. They didn't have COVID-19, but you want to test it on us again? Now, this is all about depopulation. And I just want to say one more thing. It is
right.
hard for people who do not believe in what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us about these peoples. It is hard for them to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But those of us
yeah,
who believe, we use our brain that he gave us, a new mind, to look at this and see it for what it is. So our people, because they denied the messenger and they would not follow the messenger, now they are blind. They don't understand things right in front of their eyes. And when we see it plainly. It's because
That's right.
of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's fine.
That's real, and that needs to be understood. And if you yes. find yourself out there having trouble conveying truth, that's why. There is a penalty we pay for rejecting God's servant. That's an excellent point.
Sister Ava.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Ava. You know, I wanted to
yes,
say
ma'am.
As I'm listening, it's so important to me with these children that we understand that possession in the law, like sometimes they'll say possession is 9/10 of the law. And I think that having possession of your children and keeping them close to us is so important in these times. Because a lot of times, if we're looking at divorce cases, I'm going to use that for an example, when couples split up and the parents are each, you know, entitled to the children. Well, if a person asks me before, you know, what they should do prior to going to court, I'll tell them don't let the child go until you have a court order, because otherwise you don't have a right to get them back. You know, it's kind of like, well, whoever has them gets to keep them. And so when we've seen cases like them giving children shots without parents' permission, or, you know, saying that the children can consent, you know, all these diabolical laws, I think, you know, we just need to make sure that we're aware that self-help and keeping your children close is going to be important in your possession during these times. I wanted to make that point.
You're talking into another aspect of this whole, because see, both your points that, you know, where we are right now mentally and spiritually is what enables them to do what they're doing to us physically, because we rejected the truth and it affected our mind.
And see, look at the decades now of slowly disconnecting the parent-child relationship and having us go against our nature. I know when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, we were under constant surveillance.
Come on, tell it.
Relatives, neighbors. Somebody was always watching you.
That's right. Tell it.
You know, I walked to my kindergarten, and all those homes in our little black community, the mothers, and most of the mothers were at home.
Come on.
And they would be looking out those windows, looking up, peeking out those curtains. So there was no such thing as children being lost, children being stolen, children being trafficked. The elementary school was right in the middle of the community. We surrounded it.
Yep.
You know, and so as years passed, we've turned them over for longer and longer periods of time.
Yes, ma'am.
To the point where you have a generation of young parents now. You don't have marriages, so you don't have a partnership. You don't have help in rearing the children. And you have these young mothers, many of them teenagers in early 20s barely, who are themselves trying to, they're dependent themselves.
Right. Mm.
So they're still at home. They're with their mom or their auntie, and there's all this friction because who's going to take care of the baby? You know, I want to go out. This type of posture. So I can't wait for the daycare to open again. I can't wait for school to open. Not because my child's getting an education, but I need 6 to 7 hours away from them. I don't even ask what's going on in there.
That's right.
So it naturally leads to, we're going to give them a shot. Well, what you doing, giving them a shot? Well, it's to keep them from getting COVID. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and, of course, there now if you don't do the vaccine in many states, it affects your aid.
That's right.
Mm.
Your financial
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's right. And in those children protective services, if they have your children, you can't deny them from giving those children shots because they feel like that's right. They have state custody. They have state custody. So, you know,
this is
very serious.
And as you said earlier, they're seeking out like a wolf going among the sheep looking for lamb.
They're
seeking out the baby.
They want
to
get to the sperm and the egg.
That's exactly right. Let's go to our dear sister Ula. Assalamu alaikum, sister Ula.
Walaikum salam, sister Ava. You got me almost in another world. what's up, Doc? I am so glad to hear your voice, Dr. Wrigley. Gee whiz, I wish I had a carrot. I could really say, what's up, Doc? But this is what I wanted to say. I had listened to a researcher, a leading doctor, the other day. She was stating there's a substance in the vaccine and it's in the test that they give the people in the nose. She said it's the same. She said she cried for a long time. She said it's the same substance that they put in a lethal injection when they get ready to take somebody out on death row. And yes, ma'am. And so I watched people take here in this city recently. I have watched people take the, what you call that, when they put that thing in your nose, and one of them told me something came out of his nose the size of a piece of rice. Yes, sir. So, because they said they could do the, they could clean, they could put a swab inside of their mouth, and like they used to do, we were children, Sister Ava, and they would put it on a piece of glass and send it to the lab. But this thing going up in the nose is affecting the brain. It's going to the brain. So we
thank God.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I'm
why do you have to go all the way up to my brain to test whether I have a virus or not? I mean, you know, 50 years ago, we were more advanced than that. This is all... It's just all a lie. It's a depopulation scheme.
You're going to somebody, a doctor.
You're not pulling something out. You're putting something in. That's what you're doing.
That's right. I went to the doctor, and they wanted to put the stun gun in my head. I said, no, I'm not going to take it. I'll go outside and wait on them to come out of here. And so they stopped using that thing. I let them use it one time, and I had this real bad memory problem after that. I said I'll never let them put it to my head or to any part of my body.
Mm.
You know, all they're doing, all this, they gave me some hand sanitizer. It turned my hands gray. I'm not dealing with any of this madness that they got out here trying to make like they saving lives. And the minister told him, say, when have you ever cared about saving lives? You know?
Come on now.
So
Yes, ma'am.
So I listened to the criterion at least 100 times, and I'm going to listen to it some more because there's a part in there I want to share with y'all. You know, they always told us in MGT class that our kitchen was our laboratory. It was our hospital. Mm. And so I make up my herbal tea. I do my 1,400 bicycles. I do my 200 touch my toes and other exercises because that's in how to live. Exercise to eliminate the problems we came into the nation with. All we have to do is follow the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to make it safely out of here. Thank you for letting me share. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.
Great call.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you, beloved. Yes, isn't it? Dr. Wrigley? All right. That's my sister.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. We've got.
You heard me? Hello?
No, I missed you. Yes.
Oh, Dr. Ava.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is Louis Ali.
Salam. My God, I didn't know I was on. Sister Rona must have put me right in. But I'm so happy to be here. This is a phenomenal show. And
well, that TED Talks was phenomenal, too.
Thanks be to Allah for our teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Dr. Ava, you know, a lot.
Did he go out?
Brother Lewis? Yeah, are you there? I think he went out. Let's see. Brother Lewis?
You know, I've been...
I think we lost the connection.
I've been having a problem with my phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
We can now. You went out for a moment.
I'm sorry. I'll be brief. Maybe they don't want me talking on here. Dr. Ava.
That's what Dr. Rizzi was saying. You said.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given us, you know, so much. And the study guides, which you always highlight, Dr. Ava, are so powerful. And you've been saying all night how important it is for us to read and study our teachings. Well, one of the things that the minister said in study guide number 10, The God Within, is that confusion within itself has a chilling effect on our movement. He says mm-hmm. that whenever we are confused, we are unsure, and we mm-hmm. can't take action. I've been thinking about that because some of us are at a very, very slow pace, and you wonder, why are we moving so slow? What is it that we need to know about this system or Caucasian's ability to consistently tell a lie that all of a sudden we need to, you know, think about whether they're telling the truth or not to us? It's because of confusion. And in the Supreme Wisdom, it asks the question, can the devil fool a Muslim? And I've always thought that it implies that at some point they fooled us. So in order to pick up our pace and build something meaningful, we're going to have to come into clarity that Minister Farrakhan told us the total truth and act accordingly. I know that we can rebuild our communities and make them safe and decent places to live, Dr. Ava. But we got to pick up the pace, and really, not only do we have to close the gap between ourselves and the minister, we're going to have to close the gap between ourselves and people like you and Dr. Ridgely, because some of us are so far behind that we don't even seem to have sense enough to even move into close proximity to one another so we can take advantage of one another's talents and skills. And so I just want to make that comment, Dr. Ava, and thank you so much for always being on the point and pushing these teachings and pushing us to study, because the more we have clarity on what the mission of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now
That's
Minister
right.
Farrakhan is, the faster pace we can make. So may Allah bless y'all. I can't wait to see y'all down in Georgia, Dr. Ava. Resurrect
All
Black
praises
Wall Street.
To Allah. Working on it. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Aslam
alaikum. And thank you for your, thank you for the program for our young black boys, because that is, It's not even something good. It's something essential. It's a necessity to, A, change their self-perception, our perception of our young boys, and then allowing, as you pointed out on TED Talks, getting them involved at an early age in the work ethic. Because
That's
it's
right.
when you're working that your creative juices begin to flow. But not only working for yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the difference. It's not just working, it's who you're working for. But thank you
That's
so
right.
much, Brother Lewis.
Thank you.
Assalamualaikum. And, you know, Brother Lewis, you know, he has an advantage over a lot of the professional, so-called professional people, because he has a business based upon his skill set, and he can train his own boys, and that's the way it always used to be on planet Earth until
right.
about 100 and so years ago when they decided
that's
to break
exactly.
us up the way you said, Minister April, break us up, the parents from the child, so the parent no longer teaches the child. Because now the parent got nothing to teach the child, because the parent don't have a business. The parent don't have a skill. The parent don't have a institution. The parent don't have a goal. But if we would all find us something to build, then we can get the young people to build with us, but they can't follow us and we ain't going nowhere. So thank you, Brother Lewis, for going somewhere. Make it happen.
Yeah, that exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we need the return of the role model, the mentor, and who better than your own father. And that's one of the reasons last week, or was it last week, when we had Brother Patrick Muhammad and Sister
yes.
Ishtar.
Yes.
And when she spoke their relationship, their marriage, and being a wife and mother, And she said she'll ask her children, where's your father? He's outside. Then you need to be out there with him and send to them, watch your
That's
father.
Right.
That's right.
See, we should evolve watching our own, not watching white
That's right.
people.
That's right.
And what they achieve. But something in our conversation real quick, and I'm going to take a couple more calls right after this, made me go back to the Salaam Community Wellness Center opening up in Chicago. And that happened July 25th. And again, I think we're going to have to give more promotional to this, okay?
Yes.
But I think this is really deep because I'm going to share something with you that Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad, who is one of the founders of the center, he's a brother who's a businessman. We had him on the separation panel during Savior's Day, and he has a number of laundry and dry cleaning establishments and has been developing a block, an area for black business. But he quotes from a Torchlight for America that the minister wrote many years ago. And remember that according to the U.S. government, COVID-19 is the seventh leading cause of death in America. And that goes back again to the issue of qualifying for a vaccine. Because one of the requirements for a vaccine, which is deemed a medical intervention, so you have to have a reason you're shooting something into an otherwise healthy person. And you're just doing this in the entire population. The law really requires a proof of lethality, the ability to kill people, because you're dealing with a risk-benefit measure. But in the case of COVID-19, number one, you have a near 99% survival rate.
That's right.
This is a highly contagious disease that makes many people very ill, but most people, the overwhelming majority of people, recover from it. So why are you sitting on treatment for this disease? But this pushing of it as this morbid epidemic that is on a scale with Ebola or smallpox, which in the case of smallpox, you're talking about one-third of the population. See, when you have a true epidemic, you see death all the time. Where is it in the observable reality? We're only seeing it on television. Going back to what you all are saying about rejecting the teachings and being left deaf, dumb, and blind. So Satan shows you himself in your face and you can't see him. He's the Wizard of Oz.
Come on.
The great and powerful wizard, and then the dog pulled the curtain back, and it's some little old dude using a speakerphone. That's Anthony Fauci.
Fauci.
It's doomsday. It's doomsday. Here's somebody we never heard of in our lives, a government bureaucrat who's been sitting over there at the NIH longer than J. Edgar Hoover was at the FBI. He's a water boy for Big Pharma.
Come on.
Wow.
What are you doing with a multi-billion-dollar budget for allergy? He's in there making diseases, and then Big Pharma gets to make the drug for the disease. Nobody in America ever gets well. You get some kind of condition, you go to the doctor, he sends you to Walgreens or CVS Pharmacy or wherever, you get your pills, and you take your pills every day. Well, for how long? Forever.
Huh, Come on.
Well, this pill is keeping me up at night. Okay, well, here's another pill. This pill will counteract the effects of the pill that's keeping you up. This will make you go to sleep. Well, now I can't wake up. Well, here's another one we got that'll help you wake up. And it goes on and on. But have you noticed? Nobody ever gets well. But look at this. Okay, way back in the torchlight, the minister listed the leading causes of death for black and white in America. Heart disease, cancer, hypertension, and cerebrovascular disease, accidents, homicide, pneumonia and influenza, diabetes, lung disease, AIDS, cirrhosis, liver disease, and suicide. So right there around where COVID is today, when the torchlight was published? Pneumonia and influenza.
That's right. Same thing.
By the way, whatever happened to the flu?
Ooh, it got co-opted by COVID-19.
It
stole
got
his identity.
Co-opted.
Identity
now,
theft.
Right there is COVID-19. Do you know in Mexico you can get ivermectin at the drugstore? In Mexico, you go to get ivermectin, which is profoundly effective against COVID at every stage and preventive. You can go to, just like you'll go to Walgreens and get some Tylenol, you can go in there and get ivermectin in Mexico.
No prescription.
How could they allow that here? They can't allow that. Because what happens to the vaccine?
Mm-mm. Come on.
Pfizer's mRNA vaccine made more profit. This is from the Wall Street Journal, the Bible of money. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Pfizer mRNA vaccine in 2020 into 2021 has only been out about, 8 months or something, 9 months? It has made more money than any drug in U.S. history. In history. Any drug, legal or illegal.
What?
The mRNA vaccine. They made 70 times their projected profit.
Woo! But wait a minute.
And that's why we're going in concentration camps. But go ahead, Dr. Rizzi, and then I'll take another couple.
And guess
calls.
And nobody bought it except the government. Your tax
Look at, how can we leave that out? It's free to the public. Look at
you talk about the big tail. Yep.
That's profound.
And now they come in for a booster shot, which is nothing but a Microsoft upgrade. So now they're going to upgrade the operating system they put in you. Microsoft.
Well, I'm laughing, but it's so true.
Yeah,
and that's why you have to get these shots. And you have to get these shots several times a year, forever. Just like you have to get, just like your phone updates itself every few months. You have to get updated. And I wrote an article on it in the final call. I had this chief financial officer of Pfizer in there. He told the investors. He said, we're going to really make money when the pandemic becomes an endemic. An endemic is when the infectious disease is limited now to a certain population. I wonder who that population is.
Mm.
I wonder who that is. Is that why there's such hysteria?
Come on. But let's go back to the phones because we're running out of time. We want to get to, and I'm going to make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Is this Dr. Alameen?
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
All right, I'm hoping you guys can hear me because the device that I'm on,
yes,
it's a Bluetooth
device. We can hear you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. How are everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we're feeling fired up, exchanging our thoughts and knowledge.
And you ought to be. You ought to be fired up because of what they did to us and what they have done to the human population is an act of war. It's a criminal act,
yes,
an international act of war. And someone needs to be held accountable. And the only reason that the United States is not held accountable because of this is because you have to understand the research and the studies that has been done at that lab with United States officials, just like Dr. Fauci was inside that lab, too. So no one has been held accountable because China was in there, Europe was in there, India was in there, scientists and doctors from Europe, India, Russia, America, Asia was in there. So who are you going to charge for these crimes? No one. No one can be charged for these crimes. That's why this thing is happening. I just want to say this to our people.
Yes, sir.
Y'all be careful, okay? Be very careful because the COVID-19 is not just a virus. It is a STD. Can I tell you that? You don't have to listen. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. It is the STD. Wives has been giving it to their husbands. Girlfriends has been giving it to their boyfriends. Boyfriends has been giving it to their girlfriends. And husband has been giving it to their wives. And that's why your numbers are peaking. Your numbers are peaking greatly, not just because people are out gathering. You see, this thing,
yes, sir,
it's a virus, just like the AIDS virus. No one knew how that was going to turn out. No one knew how it was going to be until eventually unfolded. It became what? A STD. COVID-19, it started out as one mutation, and it was like a sinus, flu-like symptom, a flu-like mutation, and then they thought that at a peak in itself, it would just go away, not knowing that what they had created through genetic testing and gain of functioning, they had no idea that within itself that the virus would mutate. Now, first they told you that all you got to do is wear a mask, right? Then they tell you to wash your hands and put on gloves, right? But what they didn't tell you is that now you got to put on condoms. You see, because why? This same virus that is traveling through atmospheric pressure through what they call, how do we call it?
We get the point.
Like when you take a spray can, you know how like when you take a spray can with a nozzle on it?
Yes, sir.
And you take that spray can let's say you're trying to make a fire with that spray can, right? And then you shoot that spray out, and then the fire grows longer and grows wider. There's a word for that we call, right? And it's going to continue. Don't worry about it. But now it's through the male organ. It's through the male semen. It's through the male semen that this thing comes forth. It is through the male semen, through the DNA, the blood, and through the male semen that now a male can infect a woman with COVID-19. Now, I'm going to tell you something right here, right? As a black man speaking to you, right? I want to know throughout all the things that I've been speaking to Fauci and through all the things that I've been speaking to our United States government and also to the Trump administration, that Trump called it. That administrator called it, right? And then we was able to put a name on it. And then we was able to put a pinpoint on it. But there was no origin of where this thing come from. It didn't come from no animal. It didn't come from nothing. So we was able to put a pinpoint on it, and we was able to pinpoint that it came from out of the Chinese lab, the Wuhan lab. Not blame nothing on the Chinese, because there's so many nations that was involved. But it came out of that lab where these nations were involved, right? So make a long story short, right? Now, here we have today, I have family members that have been contracted and many family members that have died. You might have some family members that have contracted it and died. We all have experienced death through friends and families of those who have contracted and died. And the nation right now is under a new variant called the Delta variant, right, that is so easily to be spread. This is an act of war that was not supposed to have been leaked out 2019, but for a future date. And that's why it's called the COVID-19. COVID meaning two or more. VI means virus. D means it causes a disease. COVID means two or more, a virus that causes a disease that was introduced in 2019. And the time that it was introduced in 2019 is way beyond what we have been told and taught that it was introduced. This thing was introduced in August and September of 2019. They want us to believe,
yes,
and wanted us to believe that it was introduced in December at the end of 2019. And that's why they put the title 19 on it. But I'm going to tell you something. There's 19 steps.
Well, real quick,
virus.
Brother, because we got 2 minutes left and we're going to be having to go off the air. So we might have to have you call in next week. But I'll let you finish that thought.
There's 19 steps to this virus before death. And a lot of people don't even make it to the 19th step. But this virus in us, chosen people of God, can be overcome because the blood that is in our DNA, we are the children of Christ. And I don't talk about no C-H-R-I-S-T, the European language and the European terminology and the European word. I'm talking about K-R-S-T. When our ancestors, on their tombs and on their stones, when they were discovered by the settlers in the Anglo-Saxons, and they were discovered, they had the word K-R-S-T on their tomb. Our blood
but,
and our DNA.
We're going to have to continue you next week. If you call in next week, because this is very profound, but we've got to sign off. We've got to close out because our show ends at 9 Central.
I do
apologize. Call back next week. Don't apologize. You are teaching. So call. You have 60 seconds, so please call us next Thursday. And in fact, we're going to be on this same subject. But I want to thank Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, my brother and friend and colleague. I want to thank my illustrious co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our executive producer, the one and only Sister Rona Muhammad, and our brilliant attorney, legal contributor, Sister Pamela, and all of you. Especially tonight, we have some insightful, wise, brilliant people that call in this program, and that's what makes this the elevated places, and it's the place to be. May Allah bless each and every one of us with love and the light of understanding. Visit me on MinisterAva.com. Don't forget tomorrow night, self-improvement, the basis for community development. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.